This community update was brought to you by Uradio. Downtown Winnipeg is looking much different. The city has undergone the most drastic changes to its transit system. With those changes to routes, buses will no longer drive down Graham Avenue. The street has long been devoted only to buses, bikes, and pedestrian traffic. And without those buses, Karen Cleaver, a senior planner with the city, says they are reimagining Graham Avenue.
We needed to figure out what to do with this street because there is a portion of Graham Avenue that is bus and bike only. And so once the buses come off of it with the new network, we will have a lot of emptiness. And we figured we could just open this up as a regular street. However, it's not quite needed as a regular street. What we do need downtown, however, is more public space and a place for people to gather, a more park-like area, and a place where people can enjoy the city.
While cars will still be permitted on certain sections of Graham, the blocks between Carlton and Gary Streets are undergoing a major transformation. This includes a $140,000 street painting initiative by Cool Streets Winnipeg. The revamped area will feature murals, additional greenery, seating, and community-driven art installations.
There's going to be 9 different artists doing murals on the street, and it's going to be a place of where bright colors are bringing joy to the area. It's going to be a place where people want to walk and be. And there's going to be a lot more trees and benches. And we're just working with a whole lot of community groups and partners to make that happen.
The transformation aligns with the city's broader plans to redevelop Central Winnipeg, which aim to attract more residents and businesses to the downtown core.
We want to get more people living downtown because we need more people in the streets for more hours of the day. And that involves residential development, that involves building more places for people to live. But in order to build those places for people to live, we need our streets to be nicer. We need a place for people to walk that is comfortable. So, with shade and greenery and natural elements, we need downtown to unfold, and we need to we need downtown to grow in a way that enhances the neighborhoods that already exist here. There's people living here already, and we need to make life better for them.
Community engagement will play a crucial role in determining the long-term vision for Graham Avenue and other parts of the city. Cleaver says areas like the development of Waterfront Drive back in the early 2000s are good examples to look at. A collaboration between all 3 levels of government, turning a rail yard into the neighborhood it is today.
Graham Avenue, there could be something similar here, I think. If we get enough participation from other groups and other levels of government to figure out how to make this street grow into the future, I think there's a lot of potential there. But even with the temporary items that are going up on Graham Avenue, I absolutely think there's potential for this to grow into something that could be replicated in other areas of the cities.
Early installation work began the week of July 8th, with much of the new art and infrastructure expected to be completed over the next few weeks. As Winnipeg transforms one of its core streets, Cleaver hopes it inspires Winnipeggers to believe in and demand more beauty in their public spaces.
Well, I think that we as Winnipeggers often are quite modest people, and we often don't act as if we deserve nice things. And I think that we need beauty, and we need fun, and we need a lot of life in our lives. And I think this is the beginning of something that could help with that.
Public feedback will be key in how Winnipeg evolves. Surveys, QR codes, and input from organizations such as the Winnipeg Public Library and the Royal Winnipeg Ballet will help guide future development in the city's downtown area. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.